Can I ask you to do me a favor just because I've got a couple guys trying to come to my office right now? Can you, do you have my email?
No, I don't have it. I'd be happy to send you an email. Where should I send it?
That'd be great. Doug, D-O-U-G.
This is Gail.
Uh-huh.
At pilotfoundations.com.
At pilotfoundations.com. Okay. And I've got Gail here, too, with the rate reduction. Hang on for me here.
Thanks, Tara. Hey, Doug. I know you're pressed for time. Tara just punched your email in for me. Done. I'm happy to send an email off to you. Want to make sure I put something in it, though, that is of value to you. It's got 15 seconds to tell me what you guys are working on and where you want to go. That would be fantastic.
I was explaining to Tara, we work mostly for utility contractors, and none of my, I was telling her if I would categorize it as like top tier customers are looking at Google for the foundation services we provide, because we're at deep tier foundations for commercial clients. That being said, we are looking at opportunities for, if I've got a crew free, hey, how do we get our name out for like some smaller work in the local area? Because obviously if I'm mobilizing all crew and equipment and everything to West Texas, like nobody in West Texas is looking for me to do that for, you know, working in their backyard. But in the local area, if that popped up and we might be able to get some, again, if I've got, you know, three or four guys on a crew who are in the shop for a week and we could just knock something out, that may interest us. Now, to be completely straightforward, like I just, your timing is good and it hits the right theme of what we're looking for. Bad, and then I'm actually just trying something else and going with Angie Leads to see if we can kind of fill that need in terms of getting kind of small local client base and see how that turns out. All that being said, having your name on the front of Google is never a bad thing, so tell me how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you got a couple minutes, I can walk you through how everything works. We can talk strategy
a
little
bit. You can send me an email. We can set up a call probably early next week. That might work.
And actually, I would like to do just that. Rather than just sending you an email, I hate to just send you a stock email. I mean, you can look it all up on the website. So it's not the same as you and I talking and strategizing and going over some of the options. Would you have time later this afternoon or tomorrow, maybe 15 minutes? You name the time, and I'll make it happen. As you were talking, I was listening to part of your conversation at the tail end with Tara, too. And, of course, as you're talking, I'm strategizing, thinking, okay, how can we help Doug? And I've got some good ideas, but I want to go over them with you a little more in depth than just scratching the surface. I think you got something big going on there.
That's fine. I'll be on the road tomorrow morning, and that might be a good time to talk. Let's say 9:30 tomorrow morning.
9:30. Perfect. And, Doug, what I'm going to do, I will put you on my calendar. I'll send you an invite to your email, and I'll just send you a short email with my contact information. I'll also text it to you. I assume, let me better double check here, is 281-220-5992 also your cell?
It is not. That's our office line. Now, I would get, we'd be able to do the call still, but let me give you my cell phone, and that'll be easier.
479-412-0661. 0661. Perfect. I'll send you an email, just a general hello. I'll send you a text with my contact info, put you on my calendar, send that invite to you, and I will call you at 9:30 tomorrow morning, go over some options and see what we can do. I've got some good ideas for you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. You have a good day, Doug. Thank you for your time.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.